Hey folks, the Cow Cruise takes on a little different look for January of 2024. World-famous cowboy cook and best-selling cookbook author Kent Rawlins and renowned cowboy singer-songwriter Bren Hill join us for the first annual Taste of Cowboy Cruise, January 19th through the 27th of 2024. There will be cooking demonstrations, taste testing, and world-class entertainment as you set sail with a whole group of fun-loving and like-minded Taste of Cowboy fans as we spend 8 days cruising, touring, and soaking in the culture of the Western Caribbean. Our adventure begins in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and stops in Cozumel, Mexico, Roatan, Honduras, Belize City, Belize, and Costa Maya, Mexico. Return airfare is always included in the package, along with ground transfers, taxes, and onboard meals, entertainment, room service, plus special group receptions and amenities reserved only for Taste of Cowboy Cruisers. Remember, all deposits are 100% refundable until the last payment is due. Call Cruise Vacations today, toll-free, 855-530-0131. That's 855-530-0131, or hop on the Cow website at clearoutwest.com for more information. Make plans now, because you know this is going to fill up fast, to join us for the very first Taste of Cowboy Caribbean Cruise in January of 2024.
Andy and Jim Nelson, this is Dave Stamey saying these boys are dangerous, but they do have kind of a fun little radio show, and we appreciate you listening.
That's right, Dave Stamey. You are listening to Clear Out West Radio Show, and he's tuned in just in time for Farrier's
Sure
Farm.
He has.
I know he has. He listens to this faithfully every week just so he can hear Farrier's Farm.
Well, we're coming up on scratching season.
It is. Yeah, we are. Right? Right.
And some people are in the middle of it. We're not.
We're not.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. But the more the snow melts, the worse it gets.
The worse it gets, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. And basically what scratches are is a mite.
Yeah.
And
it might be a mite.
It might be a mite.
It may be a mite.
No, it is
it
a
is
mite.
A mite. Okay.
Anyways, if you have a white socked horse, that's where they like to attack.
Yeah.
Yep. And there is only one way that I know of to get rid of scratches.
Yeah.
And that's put them in a dry corral.
Okay.
Or, there's two ways.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Dry corral.
Yeah.
Or,
I thought you were going to say put them down.
Three ways.
All right. Yeah.
To get rid of scratches.
Yeah.
Just take a salve.
Yeah.
Some heavy axle grease. Just slap it on there.
Yeah.
And it smothers those mites and kills them off.
Smothers them and keeps them from getting back in there.
Yeah.
And I tell you, if you have a horse that's prone to that, that is a bear.
Well, and I'm here to tell you, that hurts.
Oh, miserable.
I've seen them so bad they won't even put weight on it.
Yep.
And if you call your farrier and your horse has scratches,
it's going to be tough.
Get your smiler out.
Yeah, darn right. This is going to be a tough go.
Yeah.
And it's going to cost you more.
Absolutely.
Yeah, there you go. That is some great information big feller. And thank you for farriers.
My pleasure.
Now, if these good folks want to get a hold of you and they say, it might be mites.
It might be.
Then what else might it be?
Well,
how are they going to get a hold of us?
Just belly up to the old confuser and go to clearoutwest.com and send us an email at cowboys@clearoutwest.com.
That's right. If they would like to request a Dick's pick,
DICK@clearoutwest.com.
You got it. Leave us a voicemail, 307-360-8776. And of course, Pony Express rides clear to our house. Scratch free.
Yeah.
P.O. Box 1547, Pinedale, Wyoming 82941.
We got her, dude.
How long's it been since we screwed that up?
Oh, you just.
Oh, there we go.
You stepped in.
Next week, stay tuned. That's right. Let's have some more music.
Let's do it.
Yeah, our good buddy Dave Stamey's riding along with us. He is talking Bronc Ballet Blues.
At a hack stable or a branding pen, any place you might find some bow-legged men, ask any old hand, he's bound to say he's got the answer to the Bronc Ballet. If your pony breaks in two, there are certain things a fella needs to do. If you follow his advice right down to the letter, your buck off average is bound to get better. only problem is you can't find two in a thousand of them who'll tell you the same thing. There's those who'll tell you it's in your seat, and the way a fella holds his feet, you gotta sit back a little and drop your heels. Try it one time, son, see how it feels. Others say the thing to do is jerk him sideways a time or two, pull his head around to the left or the right and break his momentum. He'll give up the fight. Oh yeah, don't forget to stay loose. Others say to rake some fur, get aggressive, use your spurs. Just jab them gut hooks into his side and bust him into a run that's easier to ride. Probably won't go through a fence. Stay relaxed now, don't get tense. And if he happens to run you up underneath a tree, remember decapitation is preferable to a buck off, because that can be embarrassing. Don't worry, pard, I bet they can sew that ear back on. Some call it shameful to grab the horn, others say there is no scorn for those of us who have to go pulling leather, because staying aboard is always better. Problem is, it happens way too fast. Ain't got a chance to grab your slack. Gives a grunt, he leaves the ground, farts you off, and drags you around. It's hard to catch your breath when that happens. Thing is, the guys that tell you this stuff, they kind of like it when things get rough. Say they don't want you to break your neck, but they do enjoy watching a good wreck. They've been bucked off themselves a time or two. Ain't about to make it any easier for you. And the secret they're keeping to themselves, of course, the best way to handle a snorty horse is let some other idiot ride him. If you see your stirrup slapped together above the saddle horn, you're probably bucked off.
Oh, yeah, talking Bronc Ballet Blues.
I like that song.
I'll bet they can sew that ear back on. Yeah. No big deal, right?
No problem.
Yeah, not a problem. Okay. What hurts the most? Sometimes it's the animals whose pride is hurt.
Point.
Here you
okay,
go.
Okay, let's right. have this point.
Case in point.
Case in point.
I had a horse that I inherited from someone. Okay, that's all I'm going to say.
Did you look him in the mouth?
No.
Okay.
I should have.
Yeah.
I really should have. Anyway, inherited this horse from him. Well, another one that just didn't like to be caught.
Right.
All right. So finally, I just got to the point where I took my poly rope out with me, and I just hula-hand him just to catch him.
Yeah.
You know. Uh-huh. Finally, I said, this is just enough of that. He was in the corner of the pen, and he started running, and I come with the hula hand like that, and he decides he's going to try and jump the fence instead of be caught this time.
Yes.
All right. So he does this Fosbury flop. My top rail is drill stem pipe.
Right.
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 So he gets up there just enough to where he gets his center of gravity over the top, and it knocks his pins out from under him. And he lands flat on his back.
Yes.
And it knocked the air out of him. And he sat there and he went, and I went around, opened the gate, walked up to him, and caught him. And I know that hurt his feel bad.
Now, did it solve the problem?
It helped.
It helped.
It helped. He quit trying to make a break for it anymore. And he definitely at least quit trying to clear the fence. That broke him of that.
Well, I was told a story by a horse trainer.
Okay.
All right. And he swears this is true, and I don't know if I should repeat this story, but I'm going to anyway.
Okay, go ahead.
The horse was just an outlaw.
Sure.
Could not be trained.
Right.
So they threw him down.
Yep.
Back in the day when you could do that, right?
Right. Right. Yeah, you can't
this
do
was,
that anymore.
You know, 50 years ago.
Right.
Threw him down and peed in his eye. And he said that horse that was a gentleman.
Was a gem.
Yeah, right after
Well, it's
that.
Kind of like how Dick used to get a sold
the Coke.
Up.
Yeah. Sold up horse,
horse up.
Diet Coke.
Pour Diet Coke down his nostrils.
He'll come right off the ground.
He'll come right off the ground, didn't he?
Sulking right there.
So what hurt the most was somebody peeing in your eye,
exactly,
or fizzy Coke going down your nostrils.
Ooh, man, can you imagine?
I know I can't. That'd bring me up
I'm not sulking anymore.
We need to ditch out to another commercial. Ooh-ree. But the good news is, when we come back, our good friend, old buddy, old pal Gary McMahon has some poetry for us.
Clear Out West Radio Show is a proud sponsor of the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame strives to promote the working cowboys who have worked the land and who have helped shape the culture of this great state. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame is a 501c3 tax-exempt organization. All donations are tax-deductible. Please help us promote these men and women by making a donation to the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. Visit their website and donate at WyomingCowboyHallOfFame.org.